Hi, this is Carl Taylor, and you're listening to Sounds of the Streets. Today, we're talking about marijuana, friend or foe, youth culture involvement with marijuana. Last week, something very interesting took place in the city of Detroit, Michigan. The mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, left a message in a speech to talk about marijuana usage and its citizens getting off the porch and giving up the marijuana and coming out for jobs that were available, but many people, and particularly young people, could not qualify for taking those jobs because they couldn't get past a drug test, simply marijuana. I was really happy to see the mayor take the lead on this sensitive subject. It is in direct correlation to research that I have done with my dear colleague from Tufts University, Richard Lerner. We found in a study that the young people, both who were in good situations as good students, citizens involved with adults in getting what we consider the assistance they need to make it through the journey of life, were in comparison in total agreement with young people who were engaged in activities that we considered at risk or in some cases criminal, getting themselves in trouble with the criminal justice and juvenile justice system. Ironically, both of these groups in a survey totally agreed that marijuana was not a drug. Cocaine was a drug, crack cocaine was a drug, heroin was a drug, and even ecstasy was not a drug. Now, ecstasy is more of a drug that we have seen high usage in suburbia. And marijuana, unfortunately, has become the universal drug across the board, crossing gender, class, race, and all. I happen to agree as an observer, not a participant, when I have interviewed countless number of young men and women, but in particular young men, who are teasing and talking about smoking those trees, trees being the operative word for marijuana. But it is quite a foe in my estimation because you're not going to get too far down the road. And I'm not going to get into the debate about legalizing it because everyone that knows me knows that I am very much an anti-drug advocate. I don't want you flying an airplane, driving a car, a bus. I don't want you even fixing me a nice hamburger or a fish sandwich if you're under the influence. Now, I'm certain many will debate about what I'm saying, many will laugh at me, and some will make fun of me. But I feel very strongly about this. I've seen so many young men who are incapacitated, frozen, if not paralyzed, because they have become involved in a daily ritual that seems to take place from the moment they awaken to the moment that they go to sleep at night. It seems to be a sport of sort. They sit there and climb those trees or smoke those trees. They're smoking blunts versus joints of my generation, a much stronger mixture of marijuana than what my peers were seeing some 40 years ago. But the fact is that they are impaired, so much so that some of them have such foggy memory that they don't remember what took place earlier that day, and heavens help us if they're talking about what took place last week. The fact is that they cannot pass the drug test, and the drug test is universal. Most employers now are taking drug tests, not only through urine, but also by taking samples of hair and other technical advances that will show you are a marijuana, at least, drug participant. So the mayor, being a young man himself, came out and said that he needs you to get off the porch. That means stop being lazy and laying around smoking those trees. I could not agree more. I applaud him. And I said, let's take his advice. We don't need to get into who's right or wrong. You are wrong far as the working community is concerned. You're also not a candidate to do very well. And I'm certain, again, there will be those who will be sniggling right now. But the fact is that marijuana, Just like alcohol is not to be consumed in the workplace. It will hold you back, and if anything, you might find yourself losing your job. But for those who are trying to get a job, you may as well get over it. You're going to have to take a test, and the tests are very good. And you can go to all the vitamin stores and get whatever. You can drink lots of water. The fact is that the drug tests will reveal that you are up in those trees. And if you're up in those trees, you will not be working. So therefore, you will not have a legitimate way to make a earning. Not to mention that you will not be able to participate in sports and other things. So youth culture has quite a item on the table that it will have to deal with. You will need to police yourself, and hopefully you will not have to allow society to police you. And of course, worse, we would not want law enforcement to get a hold of you, because despite what many in Youth America think, marijuana is an illegal drug in the United States. This is Carl Taylor. You've been listening to Sounds of the Streets.